The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shalom Daf Ches. Another interesting topic that shows up over here now with Dafim is in the Mishnah on Daf Ches and Aleph and Halacha Beis, where the Mishnah tells us that the Kohen that went into Bitoim and Alishka had to avoid any Mokim Lachshosh that he would walk out with any of the coins for himself. And I term Nichnas Lebe Pargud, Chofus, Lebe Mino, Lebe Sando, Lebe Tfilin. He would have to go in a way that nobody would be able to even have a Havamina to suspect him of having taken the coins. And the Mishnah gives a rationale, who cares what others think. Adam Tzorch Lotzis Idei HaBriyos, Kederich Shu Tzorch Lotzis Idei HaMokim. Interesting. He has to be worried, and he has to be Yoitzi Idei Choyvas HaBriyos, the same way, Kederich Shu Tzorich Lotzis Idei HaMokim. Shanem HaVizim Nikim HaShem, Umi Yisrael Vayim HaMotzo Chen V'Seichel Toiv Be'eni HaLikim V'Odom. It's important. It seems to be not only something that a person should worry about inside his feeling of self, but it's a Choyv in Avodas HaShem. Maybe it's Al Tzchil HaShem. This V'Yisim Nikim. There shouldn't be any reason to suspect any wrongdoing on the part of people that are looking at some at oneself. The Chassam Sofer in a Tshuva in Chelik Vav in Likutim Siman Nutes says more than this. He says that this that en isha shiyasa tov lo yechta, says it's not possible for a person to live his whole life. Only the Chelik Chassam Sofer could ask such a question. It's not possible for a person to live his whole life without doing an aver, but says the place where it's kemat not shayich for a person to be noki legamri is in v'yisim nekim. For a person to be above any suspicion of any wrongdoing whatsoever his whole life, and to avoid any nidnud, any chshash, any reach of chilul Hashem, of nekius be'eni ha'odom, that is kemat impossible. As always, besides for having a moral lesson in Avodas Hashem, this din of Yisim Nikim Be'ene Abriyos is also a function of Halacha. What is that? There's two concepts in Halacha. One is known as Marasayin, one is known as Chshad. There are things that Chazal say that one shouldn't do because of Marasayin. Marasayin seems to be a concept that if a person does something which could look like he's doing Malacha, let's say for instance, Chazal Asad hanging out laundry, having wet laundry hanging out, it looks like one did laundry on Shabbos. What's the problem? Not the problem is not necessarily that somebody's going to think that he did malacha, but since it looks like that, it creates a weakening effect in others towards that malacha. Meaning to say, there's a person could shouldn't do something that has a marasayin because it causes an effect on others to also weaken in their diktik mitzvahs. Another example, Chazal Aser Tzchol of Shkedin, an example for us would be coconut milk together with meat. It looks like Basa B'Cholov, it has the same texture, it has the same look as Basa B'Cholov, so the halacha would be over there, that's also Mishum Marasayin. Mishum Chshad is something else. Ramosha Negus Moshe says that Mipnei Chshad is not because it looks like an Averu, so it has a Srach of that Averu. It's not that Chazal Asir, they made Midrabon, that Maisa is also because it looks like an Averu, but the Pshad is, Mipnei Chshad, is this halacha that we're learning about, V'yisim Nikim, that a person shouldn't do something that others will accuse him or think that he's doing something wrong. The discussion goes back further, and there's Nafkminis Lalok. In Tshuvas HaRashba, in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Hei, the Rashba says la halacha that there's a brocha on Shchitas Ben Pakua. What is Ben Pakua? Ben Pakua is the fourth perek in Chulin, fifth perek in Chulin, where an animal was shechted, and inside the animal was a ubur. That ubur is considered part of the shchita of the mother. It is not mechayev shchita. How that works is the subject of the whole lumdus, and it's very intricate. The whole perek behemam kasha, the fourth perek of kulin. Suffice it to say that an animal which is born that was bimei imo, while the mother was shechted, has a din, the status of a geshochten animal. You could eat it without shechita. In which case, you have an animal that could you could take the uber out if it was full term, and it could grow up, and it still doesn't need shechita even 5 years later midderaisa. Chazal said that a ben pakur should be shechted, named Marasayin. The Rashba says, oy bazoy, what Chazal did was, they were mechayev shechita midrabanan. There are other things that need shechita midrabbanan. Anytime it's a chiv midrabbanan that Chazal added on to a chiv deraisa, legabe a bracha, it has the same din as the deraisa. You make a bracha on shechitas ben pakur. Reb Kiva Eger says in the name of the tshuvas b'samim roish, and it's also in the Sefer Pritoyar, the Sefer Yeridei, it's not too well known today, the Sefer Pritoyar is the writings on Yeridei of the Rechaim HaKodesh, which was written to defend the Psalchem of the Shulchan Aruch, k'neged the Hasogas of the Pri Chodesh, also one of the classic and G'dayle Achroinim. The Pritoya Paskins, and Kiva Eger says in the name of the Psalm Rosh, like we said, that one does not make a bracha on Shechitas Ben Pakur. Why? He says because Ben Pakur, there's no Maisa Mitzvah. We discussed in the previous year that Birchas HaMitzvah is on the Maisa Mitzvah. There's no Maisa Mitzvah of Shechitas Ben Pakur. It's better not Mukhuyiv Shechita. It's only Halacha that it looks like one is eating Nevela. You have to Shecht in order that it shouldn't look like Nevela. The act of Shechita is a Maisa Mitzvah. Compares it, interestingly enough, the Pritoya compares it to Sinun Mayim. But if there's water, the Gemara says with his Becheskas that there are bugs in the water, one is Mechuyiv to check the water. When one checks lettuce or one checks water for bugs, does one make a bracha? Even though it's a Chiv Derabonon. Chiv. In certain cases, maybe even with Daraisa to check for bugs. Is that a Maisa Mitzvah that's Mechayiv a bracha al Pedikas Teloyim? Bedikas Teloim is Mechayiv HaBracha? No, of course not. Why? Because the Bedikas Teloim is not a Maisa Mitzvah. All it is a Hasorah, getting rid of the Macholos Asurus. The same way, let's say, when they cut away the parts of the animal, Nikur, if they cut away the parts of the animal, the hindquarters of the animal, which is Chashash Chelev, also they don't make a Bracha. All that is getting rid of something that could damage. We discussed Agav such a concept in the previous year, Legabi Mai Machrenu, but let's leave that aside for now. Anything which is not a Maisa Mitzvah, but it's only there as a Hechitimtza to get to a state where one could eat or one could do something, is not Mechayiv a Maisa Mitzvah. Ben Pakua, Kiva Eger and the Pritoya are Medama Ben Pakua also. There's no Maisa Mitzvah in the Shechita of the Ben Pakua. It's only that you shouldn't eat it if it looks like it's an avail. However, there's another halacha where there's a similar discussion, and this is Ner Chanukah Mipnei Hachshad. The Gemara says that if a person has two psochim, two pischei chotzer, two pischei bayis, the halacha is Chazal Mechayev a person to light Pesach HaBayis. Today we light mostly in the window, but in those days they lit Pesach HaChotzer, the edge of the chotzer. Let's say there were two entrances to one person's residence. The loch is be'etzim, it's the etzim takono is only chayiv to lighten one. He was yoitz of the mitzvah of presumi nitzvah, the mitzvah, the presumi nitzvah, the mitzvah of ner chanukah. However, mitnei achshad, he lights on both sides. Zog de ramon, er chayim tof reishayin ches, b'shem de ran, that one does not make a bracha. L'chor, it sounds like it's a machlokes the Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba is saying that something that you have to do mitnei achshad, shchitiz ben pakua, one does make a bracha. And the Ran is saying that one does not make a bracha on something that Chazal instituted in Ne'achshad. The problem is that the Ramon, Erechaim Tofesh Ayin Ches, says Ein Mevorchim, and in Simin Yud Gimel in Yeridei, he paskins the Rashba. But Ben Pakur, he says, it sounds like Ben Pakur, the Aloch is Mevorchim. So we can't say the Ran and the Rashba argue, because the Ramon brings both. Obviously, there's some way of reconciling the Ran, the Rashba, Ben Pakur to Ner Chanukah. What's the Teretz? So there's a place. The place is the Sefer on Yeridei, written by Reb Yonis Neibishitz. And the place in Simin Yud Gimel, which is where the Halacha Ben Pakur is, says that there's a chiluk between Chshad and Marasayin. Chshad is something not that Chazal instituted that it becomes a Maisa Mitzvah. Like we said, but Chshad is the Pshat. Chazal said, don't do something where people are looking and people will get the wrong idea. Says that the Ner Chanukah is not the Pshat Yomuchiv to do to light twice. No lighting twice. Ner Chanukah is the Pshat that a person has the Ner Chanukah lit birshusoy. The second one is a keem of Ner Chanukah. No, the second one is only don't have the Pesach HaBayis without a Ner Chanukah, because that'll cause somebody to think that you're lax in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Light with Ner Chanukah, but it's a Maisa Mitzvah. Mashenken Shchita is Ben Pakur. There's no other Shchita right now on this Bema. Chazal were Mechayiv shechita on this behemoth. That's called marazayin. Marazayin means that Chazal gave it that din because people are going to see it and there's going to be a weakening in dikduk balocha. But it's not the pshat that the maisa is just there in order to ward off suspicion. Ner Chanukah, that you light the second from the second side of the chotzer, is only lighting in order to ward off suspicion. That's not a maisa mitzvah. That's why there's no brocha. Ad kan divrei haplesi. There are other examples of this idea. One of them is the Birkei Yosef in Yeridei Yud Gimel. Birkei Yosef is a sefer in Yeridei from the Chidah. And over there, the Chidah talks about Isas Arnuna. Isas Arnuna is a Tagonis Chachomim. To take off Chala, and Isa is a dough, to take off Chala, off a dough that's owned jointly, Beshutvis, with a goy. But often where the shutvis with a goy would pater the Issa from Chalo, the halacha is, since it's not known that there was a goy, there was a yad goy b'amtza, so it's looked at as Jewish dough. Yeah, you have a Jewish bakery, it's called Schwartz's Jewish Bakery, and it happens to be that the bakery, some of the dough is meshubit to the authorities, so it's considered shutvis a goy. Still the halacha is they take off Chalo. Why? Again, because less like color, and it looks like it's a Jewishly owned dough, a solely Jewishly owned dough, Mimela we take off challah. And the shaila is that the Rishonim on the Isis Anuna Machayev to take off with a bracha, as it shtim. So what we have to say is the same Yisoid, that there's Marasayin, there's Chshad. Marasayin means that Chazal added onto mitzvahs extra layers where it looks like it's something that's Mechayev. They will Machayev the mitzvah in that case. In that case, you make a bracha. There's other dinim with me'ach shad where Batson there's no more kiyama mitzvah. Like we said, your lighting on the second side of the house is not an extra kiyama mitzvah. The mitzvah was already in the sky. But there's a loch of me'ach shad. That's not a ma'ase mitzvah, that's not mechayim. Interesting application of this is machloek sapoiskim b'negeir milas hamoshuch. The Gemara says in Shabbos that if there was a person who had a bris milah, tinnik was gemalt, and the way the skin of the Aver was, if there was an extra flab of skin, even after the Mila, it would look like there was still a skin of Orla over there. The Chassam Sefer talks about, the Gemara says you have to make Midrabona, you have to Mila Samoshuch, then Mechuyiv in Mila. The Chassam Sefer talks about whether you make a Brocha la Mila when you mal such a child, Mipnei Boser Hamoshuch. Do you make a Brocha, do you not make a Brocha? So the Chassam Sefer says that there is no bracha. The Rav Pa'alim, which is the Tshuvas of the Ben Ischai, asks on the Chassam Sefer, he says that to say you have to make a bracha, not to make a bracha, is totally in this halacha of Ner Chanukah, as opposed to the Rashi of Ben Pakur. He brings this seeming stira between the Ran that says you don't make a bracha Ner Chanukah, the Rashi that says you do make a bracha by Ben Pakur, and like we said, the Ran, the Rashi can't be arguing because the Ramah brings both of them, so we have to say there's a difference between Marasayin and Chshad. What is this din of Mila? Is the Pshat that Chazal rendered the child not a Gemalta, that he has a din of an Oral, or they said he's a mole, but he looks like an Oral, so Mela, Mipnei Chshad, take off that piece of skin, but not that they rendered him an Oral and they made it as another Chiyuv Ma'aseh Mitzvah. It happens to be, in that case, there's a Mefush Machlokes that's totally in that. There's a machloikis apoiskim, the Rabbaz with the Milchus Chinuch, and they have a machloikis whether the Rambam held that the child is an oral or is just mechuyev b'maisa mila mipnei hachshad, but not that Chazal rendered him an oral and they were mechuyev b'maisa mitzvah. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is if midrabbanan he's an oral, he'd be also to eat truma. If he's a kohen, an oral is not allowed to eat truma. The halacha would be that he would be awesome. But if it's just mitnei achshad, it's just that people are looking and it looks like he's not gemalt, then the halacha would not be mechayiv him to have the status of an oral. He's not an oral, he's a mole, but he's mechuyiv to do something mitnei achshad. L'chayr would be mamish toli in this type of shayla. Like we said in the beginning, the Ramon Yerideh Pei Zayin Siv Gimel brings a din of chol of shkedim, of milk. They made out of almonds over here. Today we would have the same thing with coconut milk. Is mutter, the Ramah says, with boser oif, meaning to say there's a problem that it looks like boser b'cholov. They acid it only together with meat, with boser behemoth, which is deraisa boser b'cholov. Boser oif, which is only the Rabbanon, they didn't answer. Why? So the Ramo says that Maris Ayin, they didn't tack on Maris Ayin in Isurim that are only the Rabbanon. Shach asks, we find many places where even Shvus and even Dinim the Rabbanon, Muktzah and other Dinim, where it looks like one is doing an Issur the Rabbanon, they ask if they Akshad. We don't only say that when it looks like one is being over their Issur, so we ask for anything that looks like their Issur. Even something in Shabbos, even something that looks like the Rabbanon, will also ask him. As I reflect the Shach on the Ramo, he doesn't understand the Ramo's Yisoid, that there's a chiluk between the Reis and the Rabbon, and where we would be mitaken mipnei marasayim. Comes along the Igros Moshe, and the Igros Moshe classifies Hilchos Shabbos differently. He says that Hilchos Shabbos is a word that Chazal added all sorts of siyogim, because everything is mechalal, it lessens the Kiddusha Shabbos. Chil is it's a violation of Shabbos. Anything that looks like Chil Shabbos, that itself is Merit Kiddusha Shabbos. So it's not the Pshat Jews that they said don't do Kach V'Kach on Shabbos Mipnei Ha, Mipnei Achshad, and they said not to do something, but what they did was they said that that also, that Maisa, since it looks like Chil Shabbos, is in and of itself a lessening of Kavod Shabbos. Oybazoy, then it's awesome. In the same way, such a thing, Legabi a Mitzvah, you would make a Brocha, Legabi Shabbos, even by Derabbanon, even if it's a Derabbanon to a Derabbanon to a Derabbanon, it could be four Derabbanons. But if Chazal felt that that lessened Kedusha Shabbos, if they felt that it lessened the Erech, Kovet of Kovet Shabbos, then they would ask that that would be Chil Shabbos. And maybe even on the Rabbon they could tack that on. Mashiach Bechol of Shkedim, where it's only, they didn't make something into Bosa Bechol, but they said don't eat the Chol of Shkedim together with Bosa because it looks like a Deraisa. If Neachshad, that they only answered where it was a, they were tacking it on to an Issa Deraisa, not where they were tacking it on to an Issa Rabbon.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.